Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 39, Your Use Case is Invalid. Technology moves very fast, and I can't even begin to tell you the stuff that's happened in my lifetime, at least. But I can relate to it in a way, because I have kids, and so I can attempt, try as I might, to see the world the way that they would see it, based on, I have my own sort of base of knowledge, but I'll give you an example from a long time ago. I remember when my son was trying to access a website on the internet and the internet connection was down. And I had to explain this concept to my son, and I realized that at that age anyway, he could not comprehend that there was a thing such as not being connected to a network. And he's a little older now, and he kind of understands that. But that incident reminds me in a lot of ways of just the plethora of social tools that are out there now that have just been invented, that will be invented. And I realize that for the younger generation, a lot of these tools are just simply there. I mean, I remember a time that I didn't have an internet accessible email address. I remember and had a very different experience with online prior to, say, 1993, 1994, and very different sort of experience to today. And so I can remember not having the internet. I can remember not having a cell phone. I can remember all of these things that everybody just sort of takes for granted now as being there. And so all of these tools that people say that, oh, you're misusing it. Well, the reality is that to those of us who've been around a while, we might see a particular use case for something. And when that use case goes away, and I'll use Twitter as an example, we there used to be a huge plethora of Twitter apps that now Twitter is locking down the API in a way that only a certain number of those kinds of clients can really exist and grow. The reality is that Twitter's becoming this mainstream sort of thing, and those of us who were early adopters and like to tinker and like to do, you know, perhaps kind of oddball and different things, I don't want to say that we're not welcome there anymore, but our use case is invalid as far as their business model is concerned. That's happening. I guess that's why some of us are on app.net now, is because it sort of caters to that kind of experimentation. I mean, there's a lot of services I don't entirely understand that people use, the sexting apps. You know, things like Whisper and Post Secret, which I've looked at, and there's some interesting things on there, but I really, you know, for myself, I struggle to see where or why I'd want to share any of that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of stuff out there, as I say, that, you know, that are it's quote unquote being used differently than the way we think of it. And it's very easy for geeks to denounce it and say that this stuff is horrible and the kids shouldn't be using it this way or whatever. But for them, all of these services occur to them differently than they do to me or to other people. And who am I to say that the way that it occurs to them is invalid? It's not. We have a different perspective than they do. And in some cases, they might be wrong. In some cases, we might be wrong. So I think we, those of us who've been around for a while that have our own presences and whine and complain about these kids today, get off my lawn, I think we have to take a step back and look and say, you know, we have a different perspective on these things, and we don't have to participate in these things. I mean, and that's a choice, right? You can decide, okay, well, that service isn't for me. I'm tired of Facebook changing things. I'm going to go take my marbles and go home. Fine. You can do that. That's your choice. But you have to realize that the world's not going to stop for that, and things occur differently to other people. And so I think we just have to relax and sort of let things take their course to an extent. You don't have to participate if you don't want to. And that's well within your right, well within what you should do if you don't feel that that use case or that program or that service is appropriate. But let the kids have fun. And who knows what they might come up with. They might come up with something really clever that you do like. You know, you can watch from a distance. And that's what I do with a lot of these social services that I don't quite get myself. I don't participate on them because they don't make any sense to me. And I might watch them and I might sign up for them, but I probably won't use them until such a point as I understand the way I would use it. And I don't know. I think everybody needs to take a step back and take a deep breath and just sort of let things go and let the kids have their fun. The curmudgeonly elder statesmen can just relax and, you know, go play on app.net or go play somewhere else where maybe the new kids aren't playing, or go back to your BBS. I don't know. Sometimes I want to do that because it seems like things were simpler then. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.